2 years ago, a presidential commission on elections warned of an impending national crisis because of old, worn-out voting machines. And Michigan is certainly in the thick of this problem. Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram is with us now. Hello, Barb.
Hello.
I think when most of us, Barb, think of a crisis in voting technology, we think of that 2000 election, the Bush against Gore, and the infamous hanging chads in Florida. How different is the voting technology crisis that we're facing now?
Well, the crisis we're facing now is in regards to the technology that we utilize. We still have the paper trail and everything that we need. So we know that our elections are secure. The concern, however, is that the election equipment, the computers that read ballots, are well over a decade old. The memory packs that come out of those tabulators, the machine you put your ballot in, it actually has a computer program and it tabulates the ballot, how you voted and how your neighbors voted. Then a memory pack comes out of there. That memory pack resembles an 8-track tape.
Wow.
And similar to a cassette tape, when you put your cassette tape in your car and it didn't play that favorite song and you had to take it out and shake it, and then put it back in.
Yeah.
That's generally what we have to do to the memory packs to get the election data off them. So there are communication problems with our technology. It's well over a decade old. It is run on Windows XP.
And Windows doesn't even service XP anymore, does it?
Right. So in Michigan, we are in desperate need of new election equipment that embraces technology and would allow voters to cast their ballot in a way that's more comfortable to them, but also has the security that we as election officials want.
Now, Governor Snyder does have an appropriation in his proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year that would help pay for new voting machines. Are you hanging on to much hope that that will help out, that this appropriation is a solution?
I am hopeful that our elected leaders recognize how outdated our election equipment is and appropriate the necessary funds and support to all of us clerks throughout the state that are trying to conduct elections efficiently and effectively for our constituents.
You have your fingers crossed, because am I correct that he had it in last year's and it was removed?
Right. I am cautiously optimistic that the state legislature will fund some of the election equipment, but I doubt they'll fund it all, but we desperately need new election equipment. So I think it's time for all of us to step up and figure out how we are going to update this outdated election software that we are currently utilizing.
Barb Byram, are you concerned with voting times or the accuracy and legitimacy of the vote count, or both?
I am not concerned with the accuracy or legitimacy of the vote. We have such a strong paper trail. We know that our results are good. I am concerned about communication problems at the end of the night for unofficial results being posted on websites and to the press. And I'm concerned about election lines, quite frankly. With the elimination of the straight ticket party voting in our state, that's going to increase time at the poll. In Michigan, we are permitted to vote for all sorts of offices that many other states are not, you know, townships and that sort of thing. So we have long ballots as it is. And now we are getting rid of the straight ticket voting option. It's been done with. So that has increased the time. The tabulators and all of our election equipment, how old it is, that increases the time. So I'm very worried that voters will show up at polls and be turned away just because they see a line and they don't have time to wait in the line. So I'm worried about that. I'm just worried about the overall experience. We need to make sure election voting is efficient and as friendly as possible in our state.
It is too late now, isn't it, to replace these old machines before the November election. So what's the best possible scenario that you can hope for?
Best possible scenario, we are permitted to update or actually get new election equipment for 2017.
Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram. Great talking with you, Barb. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time.